So I've realized that for me, it's about helping the community and helping somebody succeed. This is where I'm not sure how to describe it, but it's a different feeling. It's like, it's a satisfying feeling.
Hello and welcome to the Cisco Learning Network podcast. That's Kareem Iskander, lead technical advocate for Cisco. In this episode, Kareem speaks with Matt Saunders, community manager for the Cisco Learning Network, about Cisco U, which is a digital learning experience built around the learner. In case you're not already aware, Cisco U starts with a quick pre-skill assessment and then provides modular learning, advanced search, and a focus on goal setting for the learner. This not only helps with the learner's certification journey, but also offers them the ability to find a solution, grow their skills, and accelerate their business transformation. I know, that kind of sounds too good to be true. But Kareem breaks down this digital learning experience in this episode, describes how it works, and explains why he felt there was a need for this kind of platform in the first place.
Kareem, I personally am really excited to have you with us here today on the podcast. I know a lot of folks are probably already familiar with you from your work with the Cisco DevNet team. But for folks who may not have already had an opportunity to get to know your work and get to know yourself a bit, would you mind giving us a little bit of background and a bit of an introduction?
Yeah, Matt, thanks for having me. My name is Kareem Iskander. I've been with Cisco for a while now. I've been in multiple different roles within Cisco, running at about 15 years now. And geez, it has been 15 years. I'm getting old, Matt. You know, I started my career in Cisco as a software developer in supporting our tech engineers in HTTS at the time, which was part of CX. You know, did that for a while and then moved into this group that we call DevNet today. Started as one of DevNet's initial developer advocates and taking my automation and networking skills and programming skills to kind of evangelize what DevNet is. And it's probably one of my favorite time in my career within Cisco is building out that DevNet program and getting it to where it is today. So I'm super proud of that. I've recently joined the Learning and Certification Group, where I lead a team of technical advocates, I should say. We're doing something similar that we've introduced in DevNet, and I'm excited about that, and I think you and I are going to talk about this here.
Yeah, that's really good, Kareem. Thank you for that. I know, and I'm excited that you've joined the Learning and Certifications Group, and you're starting to build out a technical advocacy team as well. I think that's a great opportunity for the organization and also for all of the Learning and Certifications community that we work with today. I think there'll be a tremendous amount of benefit and value that's added from your work and with your team. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you join podcast as well and talk a little bit about learning and certifications and the experience of going through the process of working towards a certification or just building career skills. I think you have a really interesting perspective on both sides of the fence. You are definitely somebody who has obviously leveraged a ton of technical learning over the course of your career and even pre-career. And you've been, like you mentioned, out on the DevNet side of the house, kind of leading the charge on developer skills and adopting the job role of being a network developer, right? And now also here with us in the Learning and Certifications organization, building out a new experience for learners and for folks pursuing their Cisco certifications. It's a really exciting time. Before we get into what exactly you're building out, I want to frame the discussion just a bit and with that historical look as well. I'm not sure about you, Kareem, but I can remember myself early in my career walking the aisles of the local, you know, big box bookstore and the shelves of all the textbooks and, you know, the how-to guides and the study prep guides and our good friend Wendell Odom being there on the shelves and now getting a chance to know him and work with him a bit as well. I remember those days, and I remember even before that, my stepfather going through his tech learning and certifications process early in his career and going out to in-person trainings for a week, flying from New York to Texas, spending a week of time away from the family, in-person training, coming back with these boxes of manuals, etc., right? And then We kind of progress from there a bit, and we see the expansion of online learning occur. And now today we have all these resources. Is that similar to your experience coming into the field?
Totally. We've all had similar experiences, right? It's just like in anybody's life, you know, learning does not stop. So if you're going to grow as a person, if you're going to grow in your career, you got to keep that time for yourself to learn. And so for me, it was shopping around for Cisco Press books that, you know, I know us learning at Cisco, we partner with to release our certification and guides and training, as well as some of our product training. But even on my public library, I remember for when I first tried to attempt my CCNA, I was out of college trying to get into the networking world, and I wanted to learn CCNA or take the exam. We didn't have that many resources out there on the web. And if it was out there, it wasn't as easily accessible as it is today. So there has been a huge transformation from where we were back then into like having to get what you were talking about from manuals and books and training and printed material, also not having access to actual hardware to be able to test what you learn on, to transforming all of that digitally and being able to get access to so many resources for you to get started with, as well as a sandbox or a place to play in and test your knowledge, right? Which is a huge factor in our learning journey.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as we kind of look at that and we think about that, like, it's clear, like, as with many things in life, the only constant is change and these cycles of change. And you're right, I haven't even thought about the access to equipment and lab environments and sandbox environments that you mentioned as well.
Yeah, I remember attempting my CCNA. I started that in my last year of college. I was talking to the TA at the time, the teacher assistant for my engineering class, my network engineering class, asking him if I could have access to the lab for me to be able to get in on the weekend to test out some of the things that I've been learning. Something that we don't really have to worry about today, right? You can go out and purchase equipment for yourself. We have so many available labs, we have tools, we have software today that we provide for free, if not minimum charge, to allow you to test all of that out, right? So it's definitely been a transformation in the industry.
Yeah. And yet it's interesting because even while solving one problem, access to resources and information and learning materials, et cetera, what we've kind of found, and please, you know, tell me your thoughts on this, is we've almost created another problem. In that you say it really well, personally, I think, but I'll try to paraphrase your words and steal from you a little bit, that we have almost too many resources in a sense. Where do folks get started? Where's the right place, the best place, the single consolidated place, as opposed to the 20 different places?
You're spot on, right? With that transformation, we've definitely created a bit of chaos, right? Because I feel like whenever I'm trying to learn something new, whether this is a new programming language or I'm trying to pick up some type of, you know, new technology that I want to do a session around, there's so much resources out there and everybody does it in different ways that you don't actually know where to start and you don't know what you need, right? And if you look at that from a certification perspective, especially if you're looking beyond your entry-level certification and you're getting into the professional and intermediate, you want to be able to have a little bit of guidance. Like, you don't want it to be the wild, wild west on your journey to a cert. So I think with a lot of things being digital and being available out there under a search engine, and you can just get to it without having some type of structure, you could get lost easily.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair to say. And I think that holds true for both entry level, associate level, early in career, pre-career folks that are learning and trying to break in, as well as, you know, you're right, like for the more professional and expert level folks as well. Maybe more so for those folks that are already on the job, right? And already a few years into their career and, you know, maybe don't necessarily have as much time to spend researching and filtering through and sorting through the plethora of options. And so, yeah, it's interesting how, you know, on one hand, the democratization of learning and information has been fantastic and wonderful and should continue to be so perpetually, right? On the other hand, you know, organizations like learning and certifications have a unique opportunity to try to help to really simplify and streamline the process a bit for folks.
What's great about what you just said is we, as some of the leads within the learning and certification group, we recognize that. We recognize that there's a lot of things out there, and we want to help out our community and our learners to succeed. And so we're actually doing something about it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so I think we've set the table. We've looked back and we've established the pros and the cons. What are we going to do about it?
Should we talk about Cisco U?
Cisco U.
All right.
I'm really excited. You and your team and a few different teams have all been pulled together to build something really exciting.
Yeah, we have. You know, we're driving forward. We're calling it Cisco U. The U is all about you as a learner. And you see that in the new platform that we're building, where we're accommodating and we're putting the learner first, and we're doing a learner first approach on all of the content that we have within Cisco U. And we're doing that in multiple ways. Once we have it right now, Cisco U is in early stage and early access. But once it's available for everybody at general availability, you'll be able to see what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. But what we're doing is we're solving for all of the, what we talked about, we just talked about, you and I, Matt. We're taking away the, you having to hunt around to find content for, to accomplish your goal, whether that's a certification or on-job upskilling, or you just need some type of moment of need training where you're stuck in your data center and you're trying to fix an issue, but you don't know how to do it. We're there, and we're putting all of that in mind as we build the content and the technical training that we have in Cisco U. I'd love to just chat a little bit about what is it that you can see and find in Cisco U, and why is it different?
Okay, so before we get into the many different ways you can use this platform, let's make sure you know exactly what it is.
The Cisco Learning and Certifications Organization is an industry leader with a rich history of developing networking careers.
That's Par Marat, VP of Cisco Learning and Certifications, talking about Cisco U in a YouTube video.
We call it Cisco U. Cisco U starts with a learner-first approach.
As she speaks, screenshots and demonstrations of the Cisco U platform emerge on the screen.
Which means our vibrant community helped develop Cisco U, and it's focused on three key needs.
They show, for one instance, one interactive learning module that's titled Navigate Between Exec Modes, and the description reads, this activity will guide you through the commands that enable you to navigate between user exec and privileged exec operation modes of the Cisco iOS CLI. Below the description, there are steps which correspond to an interactive lab that we see later in the video.
First, we have simplified the experience. Cisco U provides AI-driven personalized learning paths by learner's role, skill set, and certification goals. Second, our digital content is now modularized and searchable, enabling our learners to find the right training at the right time.
The video transitions to show a searchable database of training content that you can filter by, including content type like certifications, courses, study resources, videos, and practice exams. You can also filter by topic like security, networking, cloud, data center, and also by level, including novice, associate, professional, and expert. There are a lot of ways to filter the content you search for, which gives you the power to find what you're trying to learn quickly and efficiently.
Third, Cisco U is solution focused, and it includes Cisco solutions and third-party technology.
Kareem and Matt will talk about that point more in a moment, but first, as you heard from Par, Cisco U is a lot of things. It's the place you can find training content for certifications or to solve a problem. It's a community, and it's a whole personalized learning assistant.
Let's look at it from a couple different perspectives, right? Let's look at it from, I'm working towards earning my CCNA. You know, what does that look like for me versus what does that look like for you, Kareem, who might already be on the job and need to learn about, I don't know, the ICE security appliance, right? Like you mentioned, just-in-time upskilling for on-the-job training. How will the experience differ and how will that be tailored for those kind of different learners?
There's not a huge difference, but it all starts with you as a learner telling us about what you're after. So we learn about you and we learn about what you're after. We learn about what certifications you're after. We learn about your skill level. Are you somebody that's starting out or early in career, or are you somebody that's been in the industry for a while and you're looking to expand or looking to know something? So we learn about you, and this is your first entry point into Cisco. And this is where we take that information, we take that onboarding survey that we ask you, and plop it into our AI underneath to basically generate the content that we think you're interested in. You see things like somebody that's going in for their CCNA and their maybe early in career, right? You'll see content in there. You see the learning path that we have. Learning path are essentially an organized way for us to put courses together, for us to guide you through that course to essentially end into a certification, in this case, CCNA. And part of that journey is not only that we know that this is what you're after, but we also, part of the journey is we ask you a set of questions, which is a pre-assessment quiz, where we essentially kind of measure your knowledge levels. And we know that time is of the essence, right? So we don't want you to waste your time on topics that you've already done and know. So while we ask you these pre-assessment questions, we make the courses dynamic and available for you based on what you know versus what you don't know, which means a learning path that might be 15 to 20 hours and you already know about 6 hours worth of content from there, we'll trim that down. We'll make these courses optional for you so you can actually go and focus on the areas you don't know. And so that applies for your entry-level learner as well as your professional. Myself, I don't know much about ICE. You and I talked about, hey, I'd like to get into that and learn more about security. I know a little bit about security. So if I'm going and going to take that learning path that we have for ICE in Cisco U, it's good for me to take that pre-assessment skill so I could see the areas that I need to focus on.
That's really interesting because I also think about, like, at the associate level for certification folks, you have the CCNA and then you have the DevNet associate, for example. And right now we have kind of a couple different course offerings, and one is meant for if you're already strong in networking and you mostly need to strengthen your automation and programmability skills, or the other one might be meant for if you're already strong in programming and automation skills, but you need to strengthen your networking skills. They're kind of tailored to two different audiences. But what you're saying is here in this environment, we can still present you one path towards your learning goals, but we'll still be able to custom tailor that for you based on your pre-existing knowledge.
That's exactly right. There's an addition to that. Everything that we talked about is awesome. It's already kind of something that, with us going into the hybrid work world and, you know, working from home, where, you know, a lot of the skills that we used to learn on job by shadowing somebody or by being put through on job training are kind of minimized. It really helps us to have that. But we also, if you look at it from an industry perspective in general, especially where Cisco's headed, a lot of what Cisco does today is not just Cisco, right? It's Cisco plus some adjacent technology. It's not just DNA Center, right? It's DNA Center plus ServiceNow. It's not just InnerSight. It's InnerSight plus HashiCorp Terraform, right? And so it's a solution. And so we're looking at that from a Cisco U perspective, from a learning perspective, where we're partnering with some of the industry leads that we partner with at Cisco and bringing that content in to you and within Cisco U, within your learning path, so we can give you and we can guide you through the entire solution and that entire journey that Cisco's going on and that entire transformation that we're doing.
You're right. That's really interesting. That's really exciting because, yeah, no more just siloed funnel within the walls of Cisco technology. How do we work with adjacent technologies and incorporate learnings for those technologies in as well?
Which is huge, actually, because it kind of goes back to what we were talking about is, where do I start from? Like, I want to learn about Cisco Hybrid Cloud, right? Cisco Hybrid Cloud plays with on-prem and it plays with, you know, the different cloud service providers out there. But I don't want to have to go learn what Cisco's doing and then go out to the different service providers that my company is integrating with to learn what their products are. I want to be able to learn it from a Cisco perspective in one spot. And we have that in mind in Cisco U.
Beautiful. So the next thing I'm thinking about then as well is, okay, so I come in as a new member of Cisco U, I establish my profile and the criteria and the assessments, maybe early in my career. As I progress through my career, how will it adapt to me? How will the platform learn about my new needs for a learning solution?
As part of the AI ML we have within Cisco U itself, we're learning about what that learner is doing on our platform. And we're learning about what you're doing in general, whether you're after a certification or you're after some type of training. Cisco Learning and Certification, we're constantly partnering with, you know, learning partners as well as internal folks to build content. So we always have new content released, whether a new product within Cisco is released or, you know, a new solution within Cisco. We're constantly on top of that, where we make sure that we bring that into Cisco U in general, into all of our learning offers for our customers as well as our community. Not only this, but we're kind of bubbling up what is it that you might be interested in next, based on what we know from what you've done on the platform, as well as your learner profile that we have for you. What we're doing is, which is pretty awesome too, is we're also learning from what you've done in our community, right? So we're integrating that community piece, and you lead our CLN for us. So, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit more about what's happening there, but we're integrating your certs, we're learning about the forums that you're in. We're putting all of that through a single view within Cisco U to allow us to better tailor some of the content that you might be interested in down the road.
In case you're not familiar with the CLN or the Cisco Learning Network that Kareem just mentioned, this is a site that is dedicated to assisting candidates in their certification and career journeys. It's a community of individuals who support one another as they learn, asking and answering questions. The Cisco Learning Network also has a wealth of training content, including training videos, study guides, exam topics, and much, much more. And because Cisco U is tapped into the content from the Cisco Learning Network, you'll be able to find that community and that training content on the Cisco U as well.
You're right. That's another really exciting area here is, you know, one of the challenges as well as we work on our community platform is, how do we pair more closely together with what you're learning as you're learning it? How can we better pair you with other learners trying to learn the same technologies, the same topics? So for example, if you're studying for data center technologies, like you mentioned, that lack of on the job that's not everywhere, but you know, it's been expanding and increasing. And the mentoring that you get from maybe somebody more senior, you know, that gets to become a little bit of a challenge in a remote work from home kind of environment. And so, right, exactly. Pairing your data center learning path with the data center certifications and learning forum space and other folks that are studying the same topics and technologies and pursuing the same goals, you can start to build that network and collaborate with those learners side by side in real time a lot better.
Which is huge. I mean, it's really huge. Think about like you going for your DevNet professional, for instance, and you understand what you're doing, but you're stuck on one of the blueprints items. Like, what's better than going out from where you're learning to ask these questions and have a cohort or a group of folks that are available for you to be able to help you through it? To me, it's a huge thing. And it's a differentiator, definitely, for what we're doing with Cisco U.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very proud of the community that exists today, and I'm excited to pair those things together. And just the reading of other questions and answers as well. So just the consumption of what you see other people talking about, the learning via osmosis in that way. For me, myself personally, we were talking before we started recording here, my learning preferences throughout my career, right? And for me, it's very hands-on. It's very kind of mentor, loosely using that word mentor, but mentor-led and learning via osmosis. I remember very early in my career, a gentleman that had hired me on told me, I'm going to put you in this group and with this team, because you're going to learn so much from them just via osmosis. And looking back on that, the wisdom that that gentleman had and the consideration and thought that he had to do that was extremely beneficial for me in my career. And honestly, you know, life-changing, not to overstate it, but a bit life-changing, you know. So that's exactly right. Learning via osmosis through your community and your peers, and then pure consumption of, you know, organized, authored technical courseware content, pairing those things together is very powerful. You're right.
Yeah. For me, it's very similar. You and I are very similar in how we learn. For me, a lot of what I've accomplished and how I learn is through watching others as well as getting the hands-on. So that hands-on for me is huge. Like for me, I can't sit there with having a book in front of me and reading chapters on chapters and absorbing much. Like maybe I would absorb about 20% of it. But if I'm reading a small article or I'm going through a lab and I'm understanding and I'm searching and I'm looking at the community and what people are saying about why are we doing certain thing this way, this is where I absorb and I learn the most and the best. You know, a lot of my time when I make time to learn is I'm going to be on things like Stack Overflow, you know, asking questions, reading, especially if I'm in the coding and, you know, looking to automate something, or on CLN in general, from a conversation perspective, trying to understand why are we doing it. I remember trying to figure out SDA in DNA Center and trying to learn about SD in DNA Center. CLN was my resource. I watched some of the videos that's on CLN. I read some of the conversations in the DNAC forum, and there's a lot of great posts out there that help me better understand what the software-defined access is.
That makes me really happy to hear. Thank you.
Well, CLN is a great resource.
Thank you. Hands-on, we touched on that a bit, right? And access to gear and equipment and the necessity of sandboxes and labs. I mean, to talk just briefly about the approach to virtual labbing solutions within the U?
Yeah, for sure. So Cisco U Learning Path, or our courses in general in Cisco Learning and Certification, they provide you with hands-on. This is where we kind of shine, is our labs. If you've ever taken any of our courses, whether that's in Cisco U or not, a lot of our courses that we have hands-on within each section. After, you know, you go through videos and texts, we give you a checkpoint where you can go and test out and get hands-on. What we're doing in addition to this is we're introducing a new learning type within Cisco U, and these are the tutorials. And tutorials are basically bite-sized learning that allow you to learn something and leave. So you can come in, spend 30 minutes to learn how to deploy Kubernetes. And we'll give you all of the tools that you need. We'll give you access to the labs that you need in order to do this, whether that's our labs or, you know, downloading some content on your local environment to do so. That's just dependent on the lab. And these tutorials will allow you to not only keep coming into Cisco U and learning and spending 30 minutes, but it also keeps in mind that where we live now after the pandemic and how a lot of our folks are working from home, you have very limited time to upskill and learn. And we understand that, right? And so we're putting that in mind as we're building these tutorials. And so we're expanding on the tutorials and we're aligning with some of the industry tech, not only just Cisco, but also what Cisco uses from third party. And so it's a great way for you to get hands-on, get access to labs, as well as learn a new skill that you might need on the job.
Yep. Obviously, I'm going to agree with everything you're saying. I emphatically agree with everything you're saying there. I think the quick tutorial hands-on approach is also just extremely vital. And, you know, I was thinking, I want to be really clear about something as well. I don't want to give the wrong idea that just because we're talking about something new that's coming, that the team is building, that the knowledge and the years of experience that has led up to this from within the organization is not new. Our organization is not new to this, basically. We're not new to the idea of learning content and such.
No, I mean, Cisco Learning Certification has an established name in the industry. I mean, you look at CCIE, just as a name out there, whether from a community perspective or you're an employer looking to hire, CCIE is a standard in the industry. And CCIE was established and is established in our organization in Cisco Learning and Certification. And so we've been doing this for a long time, maybe not me personally, but the group and the team have been doing this for a long time. We exist because we're great at what we do, whether that's we're releasing Cisco Press books with in partnership with Cisco Press, or we're constantly revamping and working on our certifications. And there's a lot of work that's happening there, from the trainings that we work with our business units to provide. Cisco Learning and Certification has been a name, an established name for within Cisco and outside of Cisco for years. The reason why this platform is successful It's not because just the platform, it's because of the knowledge and the depth of knowledge that we have within Cisco Learning and Certification.
Right. And the years of experience the team has bringing to this with developing that courseware content and developing those labs and working with learning partners, right, to deliver live in-person training and develop the coursework for them. And the feedback cycle over the years from the learners, from the consumers of the learning content, telling us what they like, what they maybe don't like, right, what didn't work for them. And all of that feedback loop accumulating through all of this work into this new kind of more single unified experience that is also extremely versatile and is bringing new features and functionalities into play here as well and starting to really bring things together.
Okay, so as you've just heard, Cisco U brings together a lot. Courses, events, webinars, podcasts like this one, communities, learning paths, labs, all into one place. It solves the problem so many people ask, where do I go? That's because Cisco U is everything in one, and it learns from you. As customer experience product manager Kate Dignan said in her blog, quote, while you work through the learning modules, Cisco U checks in with you, helping you skip the content that you don't need. You can also see your progress in real time and connect with a worldwide community of learners. I like to think Cisco U clears the path for you so you can focus on the fun part, technology, learning, and learning about technology. Over time, Cisco U will get to know you better and better to guide you to content that better meets your needs. End quote.
For me, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting. For me, I'm grateful to be part of that journey, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what about this really drives your passion for it?
It's about the learning for me and the teaching. So spending, what, 7 years, 6 years within DevNet, our role was, as developer advocates, is to take your network engineer who has been playing with and living in the CLI world to show what is the power of APIs as well as teach him how to become that automation engineer, right? I've realized that the best time and the most where I feel like super happy is when I'm sitting there with someone, whether I'm running a class or I'm running a workshop, hands-on workshop, and I'm explaining what I've learned and getting that feedback afterwards. We're like, you know what? When I took that workshop or your session at Cisco Live, I was able to do this at work and I was able to do it. Or I read your blog that you released out there and I used the code and I was able to take that project and automate it. So I've realized that for me, it's about helping the community and helping somebody succeed. This is where I'm not sure how to describe it, but it's a different feeling. It's like, it's a satisfying feeling. So I figured it just makes sense to go to the group that does this for a living, where we teach, we release content, we write certifications, we release certifications. And so I think this is the most rewarding thing for me is to being out there teaching and talking about the possibilities of what can you do with Cisco and third party. And then, by the way, we also have a really cool platform for you to get all of that on.
Yeah, I think those aha moments and those wins and those accomplishments and being able to witness those and be connected to them in any way, shape or form, you know, is a tremendous honor within our careers. I think you and I both resonate powerfully with that. Before we move too much further forward or start to wrap up the session here, there's one point that I want to make sure we talk about. Staying active, staying fresh in your learning is always important. And we all recognize that. And learning and certifications back in 2020 really doubled down on that investment and opened up the opportunity to recertify through continuing education credits and the continuing education program. So I just want to briefly mention for a moment the connection between the Cisco U content and learning and being able to earn continuing education credits towards recertification and the rewarding basically for staying active and staying fresh in that learning process. Will Cisco U be connected to continuing education?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think just like anything within Cisco Learning and Certification, it's all about being able to get that continuing education credit for the learner, right? So you're spending time on the platform, you're learning about something. It only makes sense that we continue that. And this is something that we're working on integrating today. It's a feature that we're definitely going to have in the near future within the platform.
I'm looking forward to that because we have to stay active. We have to stay fresh. We have to keep learning. So we might as well maintain our certification active status through that process as well. So while people wait to be able to access the new Cisco U experience, the new Cisco U platform, where can folks go to start to get a feel for some of the content and some of the learning that'll be available, kind of get a feel for your work? Where can people connect a little further?
If you'd like to get early access to Cisco U, I think we can do that, right, Matt? We can put in a link in the description of this podcast where you can head over and enter your name to be added as we trickle in folks into Cisco U to be added on the early access list. So that's one way. The second way is, you know, follow some of the work that we do in CLN, as well as some of the work that we have on our newly created YouTube channel. So the YouTube channel handle is at Cisco UTube. So Cisco U, Cisco, and then the letter U, and then Tube. That will get you into our YouTube channel. Subscribe. We have a lot of great content that we're releasing on a weekly basis there, as well as content related to Cisco U that you'll be seeing in the very near future. So those are kind of the three things that I would start doing and I would look into if you're getting excited as I am about Cisco U.
And I would be remiss not to mention, of course, being well connected within the Cisco Learning Network community. We'll be sharing all the announcements and whatnot through there as well. And we will be continuing to work to being tightly integrated into the Cisco U experience. So just being connected to our whole ecosystem there will be quite powerful for folks. So Kareem, as we do get closer to going live and for full general availability of the new platform, can we have you back? Will you come back on the podcast?
Matt, anytime. Chatting with you anytime is the pleasure. So you just tell me when and I'm there, Matt.
Thank you so much, because I think it'll be very important to help keep folks up to date. You know, let them know what else is coming. Let them know what else to be excited about. So thank you, Kareem.
That's it for our interview with Kareem about Cisco U. Be sure to look at the description of this episode to find the links that Kareem and Matt mentioned. At the time of this recording, early access for Cisco U is now available and will continue until the general availability period scheduled for the summer of 2023. To find more resources to help with your certification journey, be sure to visit the Cisco Learning Network at www.ciscolearningnetwork.com. There, you can find all kinds of training videos, documents, and an entire community of individuals working on their own certification journeys. Please subscribe to the Cisco Learning Network podcast to get more news and updates about the changing world of Cisco certifications, and also to hear the stories of others as they achieve their certifications. Thanks for listening.